Democrat Ron Barber became better known after he was one of the 19 victims of the January 8, 2011 shooting in Tucson. As Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' district director, Barber was by her side at a lot of events and was shot that day. He kept working in her office until she resigned early this year. Then he made the decision, at her urging, to try to fill the remainder of her term in Congress. After Barber got in the race, the rest of the Democrats who were running scattered. One of them, Matt Hines, a Tucson doctor and state representative, did more than just make way for Barber. Before Barber entered the CD8 race in February, Hines promised to divert his resources to Barber if Barber chose to run for the rest of Giffords' term.
Absolutely. I still stand by my decision to back away from that special, to get behind, not personally, financially. I contributed. I got signatures for him through volunteers that I sent his way.
But from the moment he bowed out of the race to fill the vacant CD8 seat, Hines said he would be running in CD2. No other Democrats came forward to challenge Barber in this CD2 race for a full two-year term in Congress. Hines basically put his campaign on hold this spring while Barber ran for CD8. His campaign became more active starting the day after the CD8 election. Now he's running like a usual candidate, with town halls and meet-and-greet events. Barber campaigned heavily to win the CD8 seat, but has been all but invisible on the campaign trail since that win. Barber's public events have been put on by the congressional office, which is not allowed to get involved in campaigning. In fact, voters have not even had a chance to see Hines and Barber together at an event or debate. Arizona Public Media is hosting a forum later this month, and Barber and Hines have each agreed to appear together. But early ballots are already out, and historically, the district is decided in the early votes. So how will Democrats, or independents, make a decision in the CD2 primary between Matt Hines and Ron Barber? This is Jessica Schultz, a spokeswoman for Barber's campaign.
They've seen Ron go through an extremely rigorous special election where he laid out exactly what he's going to do to stand up for Southern Arizona's middle-class families, our seniors, and our veterans. And hopefully they will be able to make a determination based on that and whatever plans Matt is able to offer for what he'll do.
Schultz says Barber is working as a congressman now, and that's how he plans to let people know what he'll do if reelected. He's held no publicly announced campaign events since he was elected to office in June.
He is focused on doing the job that he told them that he was going to do, and hopes that both the constituents and those people looking to decide for November who they're going to reelect, hopefully, will see the work that he's doing. And that's really the best way that he can communicate the type of member that he plans on continuing to be.
That doesn't mean Barber's campaign isn't still working. Last week, there were volunteers making phone calls in the office, and posters on the walls showed an Olympic-style contest, which Schultz says was for volunteers who contact the highest number of voters. Hines, who also continues to work his non-campaign jobs as a doctor on overnight shifts at Tucson Medical Center and a state representative, says he wishes voters could talk to the two of them at the same time.
They ask me a lot of contrast questions. So where would your opponent be? And I can't speak for him. And I think it's really important for us standing for election and those of us who are representatives, as my opponent is now, to be held to account for their record, even though it's a short one in his case.
So what does he think? How will voters make a decision in this primary?
Well, they're gonna have a little more trouble because of his reticence to appear in the same place with me in a public forum to have a discussion about the issues.
Normally, parties don't take a position on primary candidates, but Pima County Democratic Party Chairman Jeff Rogers says he thinks voters have already made their decision and that Hines shouldn't be running.
I think he should have realized that this was pretty well decided and that there really wasn't much of a chance here, and I would have liked to have seen him rally around our nominee and then save himself for something in 2 years.
Part of Rogers' basis for thinking the primary is all but over is that Barber is leading by a wide margin, according to a poll his campaign recently released. It showed him with 77% support to Hines' 13%. At a Hines campaign event last week, Hines supporter Casey Johnson said while he supported Barber in June, he's happy to have options this time around.
I was really hoping that Matt was going to run for the special election. I wasn't totally a fan of Ron Barber to begin with, but Really wasn't a fan of Jesse Kelly, so it was kind of a no-brainer decision for me in that election. But now that he's running, you know, I stand behind Matt Hyntz and what he's doing. Now I have a choice.
Early ballots have already been mailed for those on the permanent early voting list. There's still time to request an early ballot for the Democratic primary. For more information on the Republican candidates running in Congressional District 2, visit our website at azpm.org/yourvote. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.